All right, and good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. It's 8 o'clock, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've got a bunch of guests here. Sean Brown is here. Deja Chanel Settles is here. Brother David Settles is here. I'm Ed Raymer with you. We're going to be with you for the balance of the hour. It's Martin Luther King Day, and it's what we're going to be talking about and all the festivities and activities that's going to be going along with that. Glad to have him here. We got snowed out last year. Only problem we've got is going to be a little cold. And I'll tell you what, Connor, if we can, let's go ahead and kick this thing off and get our introduction here out of the way, if you would. But for right now, my name is Ed Raymer, and yes, I'm still your host, and I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll to kick you off on a Sunday evening. Yes, this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight with your questions, comments, or thoughts at 815-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. You can also send us a text at that number. And our producer, Connor, who's going to be working the board for us tonight, we'll be glad to read it over the air. For those of you who do not care to be heard live on air, I've mentioned my guests that are here. We'll get into that in just a minute. We're also on Facebook Live. You can catch us on YouTube, News Radio, WGNS. And you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Listen to Angela Bingham every Sunday at 6 o'clock. She's doing a great job with Simplicity. They just left here. Her and her ladies, and the financial coaching, Jason Qualls. I try and listen to him through the week at 4 o'clock. People doing some fine work here. Needless to say, all the sports, John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, do a lot of the high school's prep and prep sports here. And we're always glad to be here with them and glad to be part of it. Now, let me ask you, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Lead us off, if you could. What's going to take place tomorrow? It's MLK Day. What's going on?
Well, we will mingle at Central Magnet School.
Okay.
At 11 a.m. We have an hour of, a lot of getting refreshments together, signing in. We have breakfast sandwiches, hot chocolate, a lot of that stuff sponsored by some of the corporations that help sponsor us, Bridgestone, United Steelworkers.
Sounds good.
We built this thing pretty well over the last 21 years.
Sure.
And, got a lot of sponsorship to help, make the day a better day. We start marching at 12 on the dot. We'll go down Main Street to Middle Tennessee Boulevard.
Right.
Then to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And then we will arrive at Patterson Park Community Center.
Right.
And we will go inside this time. It's going to be 24 degrees. It's the first year we're going inside. I like the outside rally part of it.
Been
doing that for years. But, the opportunity came, presented itself for us to go inside. And, hey, we decided to take it, especially with it being 24 tomorrow.
Well, I can understand that. It's supposed to be down to, 9 degrees, something, whatever it is. I don't know. It's going to be cold, single digits, it's supposed to be. And, David, this is your kind of weather. You like
not
this.
Not at all.
Me and you both, either one.
I was thinking about going to my house in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I haven't purchased it yet, so I probably won't be going there.
Well, I've got a place in Bermuda, but I'm looking at, but it's online, and I'm going to have your daughter, Deja, try. Yeah, she's the online.
Yeah.
Deja, what is your function here tonight? Tell us about it. You're marching tomorrow, right?
I'm marching tomorrow. My function here is to encourage
any
youth we have listening to get involved and come to this march.
That's right.
Something other than scroll on TikTok. Just because it's back don't mean you got to scroll. You can march.
Yes.
Amen.
And not cause a bunch of trouble. Just march.
Exactly.
Just march.
Come on and march.
Yes.
Let's make a difference. So
we're marching tomorrow.
Exactly.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And, of course, last year, obviously, as we know, we had snow and ice. There wasn't anything anyone can do about it. You can't control the weather.
Cannot.
But thank goodness this year it's different. I think we're supposed to have some sunlight tomorrow.
Is there going to be sunlight tomorrow?
I hope so.
I think.
I don't know about that sunlight. It's going to be 20. Yeah, but, you know, I like the cold years. We've been doing this 21 years.
Yeah, sure.
We've been doing this 21 years. I tell everybody, I like the cold years because it tells you who really want to march and who just come
I'll
out.
I'll tell you, it really does.
Dr. King marched in the elephant. We marched here in snow before.
Yeah.
You know, we marched several years in snow.
It's just,
you know, when it's ice on the road and you can't get there, you know, that's healthy. That's not healthy. You know, you can't get there in the cars. But
because I think the year before there was a little bit of snow too, but that's going to come with it. I don't mind marching in the cold. Because once you start walking and marching and singing, you get a warm, you know.
Sure.
Going on, so it's not so bad. I'm glad it's going to be inside when we get to Patterson, even though Sean would like to be outside. I'm okay going inside.
Because
fun fact, I know now everybody's going to be focused on the MLK Day tomorrow and the march and all of that.
Right.
There is some other activity going on in D.C. that's not real important. Well, maybe I guess it's important to some people. But I will say...
Well, y'all are here for MLK Day. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, we're here for that. Okay. Stewart's Creek Band is going to get to perform. I mean, I congratulate, kudos to them for getting such a large stage.
And, you know, for any presidential inauguration, whoever it is, that's a big honor for those
kids. It is
kids.
A big
it's
honor.
Something that will stay with them.
Yeah.
You know. And I think they're going to try to put together a concert for those kids or a performance or something that they can do. Now, I do not know. I think they're there now.
They better be.
I'm not sure.
Are they flying?
No, I think they were going to take bus. I don't know. The county, I think, appropriated their money for them to go. And then, they may not have had to. They were going to, but I think it was raised through private funds.
I remember Mike Sparks was talking the other day when we were here. And
he was
talking about needing to raise like 90-some-odd thousand more dollars.
It's a bunch of money.
Yeah, so I don't know if he just wrote a check and put it. Mike, if you're out there, call in and tell us.
Did you get around to that check or not?
Did you? You know, I will say this, and... Carolyn Cox, who cannot be here, she had a previous engagement set up. She is in New Mexico tonight.
Probably better weather than we're having.
In 85-degree weather. And,
we don't hate you at all, Carolyn.
Oh, no, we're not talking about you at all, huh? But, you know, we talked last year, even with all the inclement weather we had, but this year, too, I see more of a festive occasion with MLK Day.
Yes.
It's finally started to make – it's come full circle. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, you know, hey, this, and I know it's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad about that. Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. And is that for us? We have a caller on the line right now. Go ahead, caller. You're right. Go ahead.
Mr. Reiner, Mr. Settles, how y'all guys doing?
I was right.
Is that right? You knew that was Jackie or what his name is? Jeff. Hi.
Jeff is going to call in every week.
Bang zoom, I'm here. But no, I just want to say, y'all was talking about Stewart's Creek. They did raise the money because I know I saw on the news that one of the corporations gave them $40,000 to get it done. And they are up there. They left at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and what I understand, they're going to come back. They're not coming back till Wednesday.
Okay.
And so what it was is they, like I said, they canceled the parade because of the weather.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to perform inside.
You know Mike Sparks ain't right. He don't know how to write that big a number. You know he can't write that. He's three times he's been the vision of this state. You know he ain't right. He ain't going to spend that kind of money.
Jeff, you're going to get me in trouble?
He wants to have a bus driver, 21 year old, trying to run lower age.
Mike Sparks, if you're listening, that's Jeff talking.
That's not me. That's Jeff talking.
Friends,
I haven't taken up with him.
He wants to pass that, but I just want to say that's what happened. But I am proud of him going up there because, like I say, it's a once in a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
They won't ever forget it. They won't really forget this time.
Absolutely.
At all with the weather and stuff. But I hope y'all have a big turnout on Monday because I know it's a big deal to. Honor Mr. King as far as his legacy and things of that nature. I know might not be as good as everybody thinks, but still people need to come out and support y'all and everything. And like I say, you know, I enjoy the show and enjoy what y'all do. And Mr. Ramey, have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon. See you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Jeff Neal, supporter of this broadcast. Jeff Neal's a big supporter of WGNS, believe it or not. He really is. And we appreciate him always when he calls in with his comments. And, you know, as we were talking about the festive occasion and everything, I do that because I come in on Sunday night and I see cars parked at houses where they're – now, I'm sure football has a lot to do with that. I understand that. Playoffs, the NFL playoffs have been yesterday and today. And hey, you want to talk about inclement weather? How you like Philadelphia?
Brother,
did you see that?
No. I don't like the cold, and I don't like to watch the cold, because when you watch the cold, you get colder.
You can feel it through the thing,
and you just get colder and colder. This is how I dress at my house. I don't have a coat, but I have the hoodie on. Okay. I don't like cold, and the older I get, the colder I get. Mm-hmm. Even my heart has gotten colder.
I can attest to that. That is true.
He's got
the heart is getting colder.
You
say
he's got a cold heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not gotten any warmer.
Deja, we've got that on. Yeah, Deja, here to tell us.
Put that on the
her
record.
Father officially has a cold heart.
It's getting colder by the second. Yeah.
Yeah, getting. Yeah, I
pray
bet
for
it
him
is.
If you pray for David.
Yeah, well, it's therapy.
That's
therapy. This is therapy.
That is interesting information, Deja. Thank you very much. Go ahead. This family will never be the same because of this broadcast.
This
I don't
is
know.
True.
Changing lives. We are changing lives
We're changing
today.
Lives.
Right in this
now
room.
You're changing them, all right.
I'm excited for the march. I want to go to the march. We're going to have fun at the march. They always, and Sean, he said something about it, but I want to hit it again.
Sure.
Please come to the march because 2 years ago at the march, they had so much food. For the beginning, don't eat breakfast before you come. Don't eat lunch. Just come down there and get you. They've got plenty of. We had steak biscuits, sausage biscuits, every kind of biscuit you can imagine. They had the coffee. They had donuts. They had hot chocolate. Everything. So there's no excuse, you know.
Man, y'all got a whole spread going.
Oh,
on
it's
there.
Really nice.
You know. 2 years ago, it was 65 degrees.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody sat out of that parking lot and enjoyed themselves and ate food. And, you know, had
so
no
at 65.
This,
yeah, it was 65.
So at 65, we get to see Sean in his shorts and his tank top.
Yeah,
and,
you look for
tomorrow,
that.
You know,
he's showing his muscles.
What happened is everybody would get out the car around 11:50 and start running to line up.
Running to line up. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't get stuck with that bunch of grubs sitting around, because that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. The sponsors do really well at supporting it, and I can say that from just my perspective, NAACP, we have a good time with it, and usually all the sororities, all the fraternities show out, and everybody's dressed and uniformed and all of that type of thing, and it's really a good atmosphere, nice thing. And then stop by the lodge over on what street is it?
Hancock Street.
On Hancock. They
Hancock
have a fish
Street,
fry
right.
afterwards. Stop by and get you a nice fish sandwich, all that good stuff. It's really good.
Does Jeff's get involved with this to any degree?
I
over
know,
on
Sean.
Hancock, the restaurant? Because I love eating there.
I'm sure they're open. But
And I haven't been by there. This COVID thing messed up a whole bunch of stuff. But I used to try to go by Jeff's at least once every couple of weeks.
Jeff's
is that what it would take to get you involved in the march tomorrow? Is if Jeff's
I'm involved here. I'm here tonight.
Would it get you to march, though? Would you march if Jeff's was involved?
Do you know what this hour is costing me? Why do you think Connor and I make the bucks we're making here, okay?
And I can tell you, radio audience, because you cannot see Ed tonight, he is white as a sheet, and that's because of the winter.
Well, thank you.
He told you he's looking at a home in Bermuda. Let's lift an offering because he needs some sun. You know, he is a private investigator, so he spends a lot of time in the shadows.
Okay.
What would you say?
Sean, I hope you'll be back. I hope you don't think bad of me because these two have come in here. Now he's bringing his now he's bringing the family in. Connor, this you won't need to put this one on YouTube because I don't know anybody with you. I was trying to get you. Sean, I was trying to get you as much publicity as I could. You know. Sorry. No, they're here with us. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. I am Ed Raymer, and Deja Chanel Settles is here. David Settles is here. Sean Brown's here. Connor's on the board. We'll be back with you right after this.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And we are back.
Thank you, Connor. Appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors. Thank you all so much. Tim Mullins over at J. Mullins Jewelers, thank you as always. Appreciate you so much. I'll try and get by and see you this week. Sean or David or Deja, you know, but Sean, I think, how did this entire situation with the I Have a Dream speech, how did that, was it titled that to start? It wasn't titled that until he got to speak, until the, Dr. King got to speaking. How did this thing come about? Because there was a bunch of people there.
Yeah, the actual title of the speech is not I Have a Dream. That's a common misconception.
Sure, right.
It's actually, I want to say Calls to Conscious.
Okay.
I Have a Dream was in a section in the speech. And if you listen to it, and it's kind of, man, it's so moving.
It is. I've listened to it a couple times this week.
He's speaking, you hear Mahalia Jackson in the back saying, tell him about the dream, Martin.
Right.
Tell him about the dream. And then he goes into the whole, I have a dream. And that kind of takes off.
Right.
And that is what we remember most, even out of all his speeches. And I've got a couple of books of his speeches. And he gave lots and lots of speeches And this is just the most memorable one. Sure. We had a young man yesterday at the MLK breakfast, Minister Makai Mosby, and he didn't do he didn't recite it, but he kind of expanded on it. And it was very, very good and very moving, right, because it challenges us that Martin did have the dream. Dr. King had the dream. But then what he was saying on yesterday is you got to wake up and start acting on the dream. You know, don't just let it be a dream, but start putting that into action.
Put the
words into action. Sure. And I think this and Sean can talk to it. The march helps us to come back to that, you know, because when we're marching, we're actually expressing that dream and we're living it out with our feet. And we're saying, you know, we remember that there's a dream and we are moving in that direction.
I watched that speech last night and Sean and I were talking before y'all came in. And I told him the last, when he gets to the I have a dream part, and we've all heard it.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear it tonight because that's what we're going to go off the air with. Okay. But when he gets to that, he no longer looks at his manuscript.
Right. Right.
Now, we're talking about days two. This is way before teleprompters. Wasn't no teleprompters. Wasn't no cheating devices. Okay. And I know, and you know, you've come from a family. You've come from pastors. My dad was a minister. Granddad was.
Yeah.
A bunch of aunts, a bunch of uncles. No aunts. That preached. Well, I had some aunts that preached, but they preached to their husband. We'll get into that later. Gather your thoughts, Sean. He's under shaking his head. No. Bless his heart. He won't be back. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, and this gets in your blood.
Yeah.
To a bit.
Absolutely.
And some of us can do this. Some people, how do you do that? You know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But Dr. King did when he got to the I Have a Dream. Mm-hmm. And we've all heard it. And like I said, you're going to hear it in just a few minutes. And he didn't look at his notes. He didn't look at his manuscript. I think he may have looked down one last time, but I don't know. But it... was he speaking from memory? Was he speaking from just his heart? Was he speaking from what he felt? How do you, I mean, I don't know that we'll ever know. Or do you know? Was it written down? I don't know that it was.
I don't know that it was written down per se. I think he may have expressed it to some people that were in his circle. Because like I say, I think you hear Mahalia Jackson saying, tell him about the dream.
Yeah,
and I think he may have said some things to them before or at other times, but it may not necessarily have been in the speech.
Right.
And he deviated, you know, and I think, and somebody will call in and correct me or you'll tell me tomorrow that I had it wrong. But I think it is one of those things that I'll say, for instance, today I preached a message and I write it out what I'm going to say.
Sure.
I write out what I'm going to say.
Sure.
But generally speaking, those are guidelines. Those are kind of guideposts to tell me where to go. And
basically an outline.
Basically an outline. And I speak from the heart. And I hate to put it in terms like this, but it's almost an otherworldly experience because I think God really gets in the speaker to speak to the heart and the soul of the nation like he did with Dr. King, because I just feel like the words that he spoke in that time really kind of encapsulated everything that needed to be said at that moment.
It needed to be said. And then that wasn't the speech that he had. Wasn't he giving a sermon in the church when he said, I might not get there with you?
I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get
to
the promised land.
We as a people will get to the promised land. Now, that was in a regular sermon he was preaching, I believe.
I believe so.
Right.
I believe you're right.
So it's like he almost knew.
Yes.
It's somewhat scary.
It was very prophetic, and a lot of people talk about that. And
sure was.
I think I was telling my girls yesterday or today, it may have been today, that even when he was killed, and I was another brother from the church, that he was in Memphis for a garbage man type strike.
Right, he was.
And
I remember
that. And a lot of people don't talk about it or know that because they say, well, you know, it's just for blacks or this and that. No, he wasn't just for black people. He was for civil rights for everybody.
Sure.
The garbage men were not making a fair wage, and that was not right.
No.
And it's so interesting because the same things that he fought for back then,
they're still fighting for today.
Still fighting for it.
Sure. Yeah.
Still fighting for
it. And through unions and things of that. Absolutely. Let's just go ahead and say it.
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
Yes.
One of the things I saw on a history on a history, a biography of Dr. King, was he was in before the night, it was the night before, and they'd ordered up, I think it was a plate of catfish. And everybody thought he'd ordered it. I mean, it was big, apparently a big platter or whatever. And he was sitting there eating. And everybody walked in the room. He said, "You know, come on, let's all have a bite of catfish." Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't want to bite a good catfish anyway?
You're in Memphis.
You know, yeah, he's in Memphis anyway. Hey, and but he was. It was almost prophetic in that.
Yeah.
And don't nobody call me. I don't need no letters, okay? But it's almost like it's the Last Supper, and I don't mean that. I don't mean that in a blasphemous way whatsoever. But he was sharing that meal.
Yeah.
With everyone,
mm-hmm.
just as Christ had done on the Sermon on the Mount. Absolutely. So you could come to that table and eat. It's almost like it was it was foretold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That we don't care if he fed 4,000 or 5,000, whichever. I think it was it 5,000?
Four at one time and five at another.
Five at another. Yeah. And the loaves and the fishes. Yeah. It's one of the most famous, mm-hmm. you know. And, but... You know, is that not the way we should be living today? But we're a far cry from it.
Yeah, we're kind of far from that.
I don't want to get, I don't, you know.
You're getting deep and philosophical on us.
I'm not
used to this, Ed Raymer, but I like it. This is good.
It's the spirit of MLK. Look,
what do you think I am around here? You think it was sitting around me and Connor, a couple of night watchmen or what?
I don't know. We call you good time, Ed, you're most confused. Places, but we don't know. We don't know. I think that is where we should be as a society.
Yeah.
And I used to hear people saying, it was very popular one time for people to say, "Oh, I don't see color, I'm colorblind." I don't really buy into that.
Right.
I would rather say that I see you and appreciate you for who you are, regardless of the color of your skin, because that means absolutely nothing to me. Zero. It means nothing to me. We all have shared experiences, and we all have individual experiences. We have family experiences, and you bring all of that to the table when we sit together. And that common, well, I'll say communion.
Sure,
Our mm-hmm. all sitting at the same table, all eating the same bread, all drinking the same drink. In other words, it is a reflection of what humanity and society really should be.
Exactly.
And this is what we're striving to get back to. This is where we're trying to get to. And that's one reason I wanted my daughter to come along, because she's much younger, of course, than I am. This is my baby girl. But our young people need to hear that message. They need to hear that story. There's a lot of, and she can tell y'all about the TikTok stuff because she knows that. But there's a
obviously,
lot of...
Obviously, yeah. I found out about that. Yeah.
There's a lot of community for them in... space or in the internet, but there's not a lot of that sitting around the table like we are right now.
That's true.
You
know what I'm saying? And the march is an opportunity for us to get together in a real space and be able to touch and feel and see each other.
Well, you know, it's really amazing because you and I have shared together a lot now over the last few years.
Yes.
And we always wind up talking about the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's we're not that far apart.
No.
You know.
We're not.
A man would be known, what is it? Dr. King has said, not by the color of his skin, but the content of his character.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
It's a very simple concept.
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing brain surgery.
No,
there,
no.
You know. And we have some brilliant people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Not just here in the good old USA, mm-hmm. but in this world.
Yeah.
And I said that with COVID. I said, you know, you got a young lady right there. I learned a lot from your daughter just before we got in here, folks. Right. This young lady, she's got 89,000 friends. I have not met 89,000 people in 66 years of walking this earth. You know, I mean... I've got to know what this child is doing. Yeah.
We've built a lot of community on the internet, but like my dad has said, that's not the same as building community in real life. I think that is why, I'm not going to speak too much on it because we've talked about it, but I think that is why the potential TikTok ban was hurting people so badly, because you have people from all over the world connecting. You feel like you are building these relationships with people that you don't know. And it hurts a lot more when that's taken away, because a lot of people don't have these real, like, real life experiences and real life community. So I think that encouraging people to, you know, participate in the march and other things that you can do in real life with each other is going to push us a lot further than we would do just on the internet talking to people that you've never met.
I want to give this young lady, I want to give you a chance. Tell them what you do. Ooh. You're on TikTok.
I am on okay? TikTok. That's my job.
And I, you know, I never knew until this last week or 10 days, people were crying. You know, people were on the news, not, you know, not Deja, but.
Well, I did cry. I'm not afraid to admit I did cry. I shed a couple of tears when I thought of
okay,
the
weekend. Okay, well, okay, I understand. Yeah. No, I understand. You know, and your dad cried too because he thought your income source was going to dry up.
It's
going
to hit his pockets hard. He can't hit him any harder.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, this man was talking about feeding the fish. He said, you know, if you feed a man a fish a day, you can feed him a fish a day. But you teach him how to fish,
yeah,
you've destroyed your customer base. So that's the David Settles.
We'll talk about fish the whole show. at least you could have had some fish here for us.
That would have been a good
thing. I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Ironically, that's where I first met David Settles, was at Captain D's.
Absolutely, he's absolutely right. Yes,
yes.
I was running for
office. There. Yep. He was working there.
I worked at Captain D's too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But yeah. Now, this TikTok thing, you're on there. Tell people what you do.
I make content where I talk about, I really just comment on the current state of dating. If you are a young person, if you're anywhere between 18 and 35 and you are single and you are dating, you know the struggle. And everybody on the internet, not even just on TikTok, but most people on any internet spaces are expressing how dissatisfied they are with the current dating pool and all of their different dating horror stories. So I get on there and I just provide commentary, and occasionally I provide advice. Not a lot of advice, mostly just a lot of opinions on there. And I have built a significant platform off of that.
89,000 followers.
89,000 followers off of that. And it did get me to fly to New York and be on the Tamron Hall show, talk about it some more on there. So yeah, TikTok, the power of TikTok. It's real. It's very much real. And
now, how does your boyfriend feel about this?
No, don't ask me that, because you know. I am single, proudly, very much proudly. Again, I don't give dating advice. I just talk about what I feel, and I provide commentary on the current state.
David, don't ever bring her up here again. I'm feeling more depressed now than I've ever felt.
Don't come up. Don't ask me for advice on how to get your boyfriend. I looked at Sean.
We were talking out there when Angela and Angie Renee and Taylor were up here, and Sean's over. I looked at him. He's just sitting there shaking his head. You know.
Unbelievable.
I've been shaking my head for the last week.
I bet you have. I have since the election. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It never stops with you.
Yeah. So, but now you're back in business. TikTok for now.
For
is
now.
Back,
for now.
Is back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back in business for now. So hopefully they keep it up. And I plan to use my platform this year to focus more on community involvement, to encourage people to participate in their local communities. Because.
Right.
Outside of TikTok and this ban, the country, it's at stake. And I think we can all say that. A lot of people's rights are at stake, and our normal way of living is up for grabs.
Well, you know, and I saw this, and fellas, this does touch on a little bit about what we're talking about here. And not necessarily MLK Day, but I read some articles that Biden had decided to leave this ban in the hands of Trump,
yes,
who's going to be sworn in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hey, it's your hot potato. You have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm serious.
Literally.
And he did. And then I saw, 4 years ago, Trump was ready to take TikTok,
yes,
kick him off the planet.
Yes.
Yep.
Now he's cuddled up to him.
Yes.
Of course, when you're in bed with billionaires, you know,
exactly.
I guess it's all right.
The oligarchy is real.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It is. Yeah. But, some of the politicians, as they're good at, they kick the can down the road.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes, of course. That's the name of the game.
Right.
It's basically hold your breath for 4 years and let somebody else deal with it.
And some of the troubles we have overseas and
yes,
over in the Middle East.
Yes.
If you can just, and President Obama gave me this impression years ago, sometimes the best you can do is just keep a lid on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's very true.
I'm serious about that, and he didn't pull no punches about it, you know.
We've developed a culture of politicians who are politicians for politicians' sake, not necessarily to help people per se or to speak to the needs of the community.
True.
But I think a lot of times they get addicted to power and they cannot let it go. Mm-hmm. I've always said anybody that wanted to be president has got to be crazy. I just don't know why you want that job.
Yeah, you know, but I understand. Yeah,
power is a real big aphrodisiac, and it just, it kind of really gets into people, and the more power they get, the more they want, and they consume more and more of it.
It must be it must be like a fever.
Okay.
I mean they just how much more, you know, I, you know, $1 million is a lot of money.
It is to me. Inconceivable amount of money for most people. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
What is Musk? 300 billion?
Billion, yeah.
Billion.
How much more could you want?
Yeah, how many homes can you have? Okay. We have, let me tell you, and I'm not bragging about this, I'm sincere. We have a family farm. I was telling Sean about it, and I've just told you about it before. It's in Kentucky. It's only 150 miles away from here. Yeah. I haven't seen that house in 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, since COVID.
Yeah. But you know
what? How do people have this time?
But you know what, though?
What?
You saw that house more recently than you've seen Scott Desjardins.
Ooh.
Sean, will you please put the revolver down, Sean?
I want you to get how relative that is.
I know.
He is your representative.
Right.
You saw that house more recently than you've seen Scott Desjardins.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that sad? You've got that property up there. It's a trek to get there, but he's supposed to be our representative. That's what I'm talking about when we talk about these politicians who make a career out of being in Washington, D.C., cozying up to lobbyists, lining their pockets with ill-gotten gains to basically do nothing. And I want you all to know something else. We talk about a reality TV and how fake that is and this and that. Ooh. You have no idea how fake Washington is. Oh. They come out on camera and act like they fight each other. Do you know they're all really friends?
Best friends, actually. Yeah.
They're all real big buddies. Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative.
Right.
They're all friends. Yeah. They all party together. And they're really not as concerned about helping us as it appears. But when they get before the camera, and one of the reasons that people gravitated to Trump is he started telling the truth on some of this stuff. I'm just being honest. Okay. He started telling the truth on what was really happening. And he really, the stuff he says, he really means it. But everybody else is fake. You know, they don't really say it. And I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'm just speaking to the reality of how fake we have gotten as far as our politicians and our lawmakers and all of that is concerned. We think they're really out for our best interest when really they're not.
It's really always about, a good buddy deal to be made somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Something that is something that's good for all of us.
Okay.
Okay. Connor's going to take
tide lifts all boats.
Connor's going to take us to our last series of breaks. Stay with us. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged to follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back for our last few minutes. And tell us about, you know, Sean, tell us how this thing came about and who put this march together here. We're doing, you say we've got some Prince Hall people going to be marching tomorrow?
Yes, sir. So I'm from Nashville. So I came here to go to MTSU in 91. And, you know, all the years I was in college, we went to Nashville to go to the Nashville march.
Sure.
Well, you know, 21 years ago, about 2003, you know, I was talking to some people. I'm a member of Murfreesboro Lodge number 12.
Right.
Prince Hall affiliated. And, you know, I was just like, hey, we can bring a march here. I don't know why we can't have a march here. So I done the research on getting a permit and all that. And then I asked the Lodge to support me. And they said they would support and do whatever we need to do to make it happen. So went through the process, started the march that first year. We had about 60 to 100 people marching. You know, we came on the show, Bart show the other day. I talked to Goldie Wade was.
Goldie's been here.
NAACP president at the time. We started that year with about 60 people down the street. I think it snowed that year. But hey, we marched. We marched. We got it done. Over the years, it's grown. And
Prince Hall is a Masonic fraternity.
Yes, sir.
You say that. And of course, I'm from Sam Davis down in Smyrna.
Absolutely.
Where I'm at.
Absolutely.
So. But I had no idea until right now.
Yeah. And, you know, we come out, it's a beautiful day these days. We come out hand in hand. Like I said, it's been a lot going on over the last 21 years. It's gotten better every year. Our goal is to make it bigger and better every year. And, you know, hey, it's hand in hand now. We march with Mount Moriah. They come out. They come out in March.
Mount Moriah comes
out. They come out in March with us.
Really?
Yes, everybody march together.
Okay.
And that's how it should be. You know, march together.
It should.
One and one.
Yeah.
And,
I'll be darned.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now,
beautiful
David,
it's a day of love. I talked about that on Bart's show the other day, how it's just a day of love, a day of, you know, I love the mingling part of it.
Sure.
I'm glad she's here because, you know, my goal, my joy of the whole day is the youth involvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, the youth that come out. It's our job to pass down the history of Dr. King to the youth.
Yeah.
It's our job to do that.
Sure.
And we got several organizations that participating, and that's gonna, we got a step crew, they 9 to 14 year old girls, Diamond Group, they're gonna do a step. My nephew, he's a freshman in college, Deshaun Rogers, he's gonna give the speech, and he's been doing this since eighth grade. He's been doing this since eighth grade.
All right. Now, this Masonic fraternity, did You started this? Is this, you gave it the push that made
march.
It go?
Yeah, okay, the march push, yes.
Sure.
Like I said, man.
To do it here locally. It was being done in Nashville.
Nashville do big every year, you know. I marched down Jefferson since I was young.
Really?
Since I was young, my mom, my uncles put me out there going to march. And like I said, hey, in college we went down to Nashville to march. But, you know, I just decided, hey, I think we should have something here in Murfreesboro. And as I did my research, you know, at the time we didn't have nothing in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, I've been told, you know, by Sister Katie and everybody else that years back, you know, maybe in the 80s, they did have a MLK march briefly. They just stopped doing it.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask David, you had the breakfast yesterday.
We did.
How did it go?
We had a packed house, for one.
Right.
In fact, they had to add tables at the last minute. So, thank you, Murfreesboro, for support and showing up. It was a really good breakfast. We honored a lot of our sheriff's department, police department, and fire department. A lot of local heroes. You know, it's the Jerry Anderson Awards that we give out. And everybody knows about Jerry Anderson and how he lost his life back there when he was saving those people and everything. So it's a chance for us to honor the local law enforcement that have saved lives. It was funny because one of the guys that came up, was it the Pendergrass guy?
Mm-hmm, Michael Pendergrass.
He came up. There was a guy that was a victim of a multiple stabbing. He had multiple stab wounds. Mm-hmm. And he saved his life. So he walked up to get his award, and I looked, I thought, and I said to him, I said, are you old enough to be police? He's like, barely, you know, young
really?
Guy, young guy.
Yeah.
It's really, and that's what I was expressing to my daughters, is that Dr. King was for those that were heroes, and there are a lot of unspoken heroes, you know, and he,
yes.
Dr. King always said, and I laughed, and I said, you know, he did not work for a federal holiday. That wasn't his thing.
That had
nothing to do with it. We did that in honor of what he did because he said the only thing he wanted to do was to be remembered as a drum major for justice. And I love that. And I love the simplicity of that message. But it gives us an opportunity to amplify that message, to tell people that you can be an everyday hero. And it doesn't matter black, white, green, yellow, red, as long as you support the civil rights of all people, the NAACP supports you. And we advocate for that. And so we're happy to join along with the Prince Hall Masons in this march on tomorrow, as we have every year, just supported it. And again, like he was saying, the youth, and that's why I wanted my daughter to come on to speak to that youth element, to let everybody know that the message is not lost. You know, sometimes we look at it and we think these young people aren't getting it, they're not understanding it, but it's not. We just have to keep on getting the message out.
Deja, tell us how are you doing it? Do you do this throughout the year? I know the holiday is just once a year, okay? Mm-hmm. But now, do you have any type of literature, or do you how are you reaching these people?
Now, I won't lie. I have just recently started getting more involved.
Right,
but I do mostly utilize my social media to reach people. I find that is the easiest way. So TikTok and Instagram is how you reach people. And like Shauna said, it is y'all's job to pass down the history, but it is our job to pick up the torch and to keep running, to keep it pushing. And I think a lot of people have the misconception that young people are uneducated about the issues that are going on and that we don't care, but that's not the case. A lot of young people are very aware of the state of affairs that's going on, but I think that it has come with a major sense of helplessness and feeling like at this point there's nothing we can do anyways. Like there's no point in us trying to do anything, because what can we do now? So I'm trying to encourage people that, you know, we have to try. You can't just sit down.
Yeah, and a lot of people have that. You know, the rich win, the poor powerless.
Exactly.
You know, and we've had examples of that recently in Washington and in New York and all of that. And, you know, yes, I know money speaks, and it's never changed. It's been that way my entire life.
Yeah.
And it will continue to go do like that, I guess. You know, I when you sit and listen to this speech and when you watch this man, and especially, I was so struck, and I'd never been in my whole life, because I'm 66, and, you know, I know I know I only look like I'm in my 30s, but you don't have to snicker at that.
I agree. I would say 32 at most.
But when I saw Dr. King in that last 5 or 6 minutes,
yeah,
I said, man, this guy... he had something going, because like Sean and I were talking, didn't have any tricks or toys back then.
Right, yeah.
You went straight from the gut.
Yeah, you had to come with it.
Or you didn't go.
You had to come with it.
Right.
But you know what's interesting about the speech and the reason that it had such an impact, especially the I Have a Dream part, it so closely aligns with the concept of the American ideal.
Right.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and unendowed by their creator with
certain
inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And that's all he was saying is, you know, this is what you told us we could have. So we're just bringing it back to you saying, give us what you said we could have. And what is really true and is that most major change and most major movements that have happened in this country and countries around the world were led by young people. They were all young people.
Sure.
They were all young people. Those that opposed Vietnam, they were young people. Tiananmen Square, they were young people. Jesus Christ was only 33 years old when he died.
33.
So you imagine that it is the youth that carried this thing on. So we have to educate. And like Sean was saying, we got to pass it down to them. And we got to be on our job and stop complaining about them not taking up the torch. We got to give them a torch to take up.
Amen. That's exactly right. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Ed Raymer. For our show, Sean Brown, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you. Deja, Chantal, it has been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you
it
so
really
much.
It's
a pleasure to meet you.
We want to talk more. Seriously. I really do. And Brother David Settles.
Yes, sir.
Our rock. My rock. Thank you so much. Connor's going to play us off there with Dr. King's speech. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night, everybody.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, The Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. Yes. This nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yes. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation.